Vanity of vanity, saith the preacher, all is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed, and sought out, and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are like gold, and like nails fastened by the masters of assembly, which are given by one shepherd. And further by these, my son, be admonished, of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Let's say that. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. He's speaking this morning for a few minutes on the subject, A Time to Remember. Now to bless us with another special, we have Bethany Neighbors, On My Knees.
Thank you.
that it is to remember. God hath been so gracious to us and locked away deep in our hearts is a treasure house of events and memories that we are able instantly to bring up, some to bring us great joy, and others that are memories that are sad memories. And yet it takes all the memories to make the life of any individual. And we thank God for that memories that many are really unable to erase. You're probably not like me in many senses. But I rejoice in trying to reminisce somewhat concerning my life. And I remember something that's probably silly to you and stupid to mention, but you know me, I'm going to mention it anyway. One of my greatest memories was Mom hollering at me to get out of the mud, because a little ways from our home was a mud puddle and in there was tadpoles. And I didn't just enjoy trying to catch it with my hand. I enjoyed diving to catch it. And I can still hear Mom's voice, as though right now, I can hear her hollering to me in that squeaky voice. She talked pretty low, but when she got on me, it was always, "Howard!" Something like that. Those are small things, but there are other things. There are the times that we remember in a moment. Mom and Dad weren't rich, but we always got fed. And I remember one time, because it was so important, because I knew that my parents didn't have much money. But walking in a store one day, I noticed a little white arm. You know, with all the little holes in it? And I went crazy. And I said to Mom, as I about pulled her dress off, "I've got to have that horn." She said, "Shut up, or I'm going to knock you down." But I remember a couple days later, as I was outside playing, Mom hollered at me. And when I went in, she said, "We've got something for you." And there it was, that $1 million horn. So small, and yet worth remembering, because that moment showed a love that was greater than pleasing an appetite. We all have memories and we all have visions, and they cause us to rejoice, but there are some that are tinged with tears. There are some that we would, that we could forget, but they are there because they are memories in the treasure of memories that we have stored within ourselves. And those that bring joy to us are priceless. We wouldn't rid ourselves of them for all the money in the world. And oh, how wonderful that memory is. What a gift that God has given us, that we are able, with these precious memories that are neatly stored away, to bring them up and just kind of float within the joy of them all, that we have had those experiences of life. And though they belong to no one else, they belong to us personally. They're ours. They're for us to rejoice about. But then, my friend, have you ever thought that without the power to remember, how that we would stumble through life and be confused? Let's make it very simple for us today. If there was no memory, we would forget that just a drink of water could quench our thirst. If we had no memory, we would forget that just a bologna sandwich could kind of cool down that hunger within us. If there was no memory, we would forget each time that red on the stop sign means stop. And we would be moving in a world of confusion because we would not be able to remember what we had been taught before. And so memories are very, very important to us. You know, there's something that I remember every day. Most of the time when she's home, I kind of pick up Mom's mail and take it down to her. And you know, memory is a wonderful thing because OHEW knows just where to go to get it. It's called the post office. And if I did not have memory, I would not have the wisdom and knowledge that post office is the place where we send and receive mail. Oh, what a life would it be without memory. And memory is not a storehouse that we're able to fill or empty at our transgression. It is there because it is a process. A process of association and experiences that have happened to us throughout all of life. And oh, how important and valuable that we are. And yet you and I know, and I'm just a young fellow. Some of you are a couple years older than me, but about every meal anymore, I've got to say to my wife, and thank God she has a little bit left. Did we pray? Yes, I remember we prayed. All right, then I can eat. We forget things, and many of the things that we forget are very important things. And listen to the writer of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12 and verse 1, as he encourages us. Or he says through the word of God, remember your Creator. Say that together. Remember your Creator. Because God knows that there is a possibility that in life many will forget who the Creator is. Who we really belong to whom we must answer to. And so he tells us to remember for sure the almighty, wonderful God who created us. And that is what Memorial Day is all about. Someone may have asked you, what is Memorial Day? Why do we have Decoration Day? You know that in the midst of the war between the states, as those who had died for their country was brought back home, that some ladies thought it would be a good idea to pluck off some fresh flowers and take them down to where the soldiers were buried and just kind of strew them on the grave. Not in vessels, but just laid them on the grave. A few years after that, in 1868, on May the 30th, they called throughout the world to call to remember those who went and gave their lives that you and I might today sit in this beautiful place and say we're free. And freedom wasn't cheap. Freedom cost a life. How quickly we forget that we have freedom because men and women were willing to give their lives that we might possess the freedom that we have today. And we can be thankful for that. I was out at the cemetery. Betty and I go a lot of times during the year. And the other day when we was out there, we noticed some things. We noticed that there were some flags on the grave. Later I learned through the brief courier that there was 322 flags out there representing men and women who had served, not died in the war only, but who have served in the war that we might have freedom. And this is a time of remembrance. And so a flag flies there to say to you and I, this individual that lies here gave you your freedom. We need to remember that today. But we also use Decoration Day for something else. We remember our loved ones who went on before us. The other day, again, as I was out there, I noticed that there were new flowers and new saddles and things and new baskets of flowers hanging on the shepherd's stakes out there. And that is because that people come to a time when we remember who lies there, and there are loved ones. There are those who have went on before us. But how quickly we forget, and we kind of push aside where freedom come for. Or sometimes we quickly forget our loved ones who have passed on. But more tragic on this Decoration Day is the fact that many people in the world have forgotten God. If there ever was a time to remember anyone, Memorial Day is a day to remember God. Because God Himself gave His life for an entire world, that you and I and the world might be free through Him. But many times it passes by on Memorial Day, and the one that's left out is God. We remember the war He wrote. We remember our loved ones. But very seldom do we remember God, who willingly gave His life because He said to us as individuals, I love you. And He gave Himself on Calvary's cross. Sometimes we forget, but remember this. Those with a forgetful heart soon become the foolish heart, because we forget the very foundation that our freedom is built upon. And the Word of God tells us that that foundation is Jesus Christ the Lord. If you can only say today, Jesus Christ, my Lord, you will have a Memorial Day that will be well-pleasing to you and everyone else. Those who forget God are just as foolish as those who forget that the red light means stop and there's disaster on the corner. It is just as foolish as those who would forget, if possible, that a sip of water, and Vivian got me one, quench your thirst, or a sandwich quenches your appetite. And so we do not want to be foolish and forget the very one who has given us the freedom. I just want to mention hurriedly about three things or four or five things, whatever we see. The greatness and the glory of God. You ever really given thought about the God who saved you? He is the same God that spoke the world into existence. He is the same God that cried out to the universe, let there be light. And there was light. He was the one that called out, and the sea separated from the dry land. He is the God that took the sun and the moon, the two great lights, one to rule the day and the other to rule the night, and put them in the heavens. He is the one that holds the Milky Way in its place. He is the one that causes the sun to come up in the east and set in the west. He is God. And He is the Creator, and also He is the Savior, and He is the Redeemer. We need to remember His goodness and holiness today. Listen what 1 John says about the Creator on Memorial Day. He is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. What was John saying to us? I'll try to paraphrase that for us. John is saying that if you and I, a man or woman who knows God, and we trust God for our guidance, and we trust God for our provision, that we will never be disappointed in God, and we will soon find that God is not limited to anything. Let's say it together. For with God, all things are possible. One more time. With God, all things are possible. I can't hear you. With God, all things are possible. And so God isn't limited. And He's a great God that we need to remember on this Memorial Day. With Him, all things are possible because He's a holy God. That means that His personality and His character, they are balanced perfectly. You see, you and I, now don't be mad at me, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's true. But many of us sometimes have too much temper. and too little courage. Many of us sometimes we are either too strict or we're too indulgent. But not God. God is right all the time. He's on what I call an even keel. For God is patient, and yet He's enacting. What does enacting mean? It means He demands something from each of our lives today. God didn't save you to sit and do nothing. God saved us all that we might work in the kingdom of God, that we might do kingdom work in bringing a world back to God. Amen. And so maybe you say, but I can't do what you do, preacher. That's all right. Just do what God wants to do. He might want you just to pray. Pray. He might want you just to fill the pew. Fill the pew. Whatever God wants you to do, that's right and that's just. And we need to do that as we remember God today. He's impartial, but He's loving. You know, there's something about God. And I say this to touch the hearts of our young people. God loves you just as much as He loves anyone else. You are just as important to God on this Memorial Day as any adult. Why? Because you are the soon-to-be adult who will take over in ruling or in preaching and teaching within the kingdom of God. We need to remember today. But you know, many people have their own concept of God. Many people somehow have gotten a self-made idea that God can be fooled, that God can be deceived, that we can persuade God to push His mind, to change His mind, that God can be pushed aside or God can be pushed off. But whatever my concept or your concept of God is, it doesn't change God. For there are some who believe that God is even dead. I'll tell you today from personal experience in my life, God is not dead. God is alive. And in Revelations, He says Himself, I am He that was alive and then was dead. But He said, behold, listen, listen, listen. Behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And so Jesus is a God that's alive today, not a person who people feel is a dead God. He's alive and He's well. I know because I just talked to Him today. And I know He heard me. The point I'm trying to make today is this. That if you know God as He really is, you will be compelled to reverence Him and to worship Him. And on this Memorial Day, remember those soldiers who died. Remember our loved ones who have gone before. But above all, remember God, who is the creator of all of them. For He is the main one that has given us the peace that we enjoy today, yeah? On this Memorial Day, reverence and honor the Almighty God, for He is truly worthy. Peter said in 1 Peter 3:15, he said, sanctify or set apart the Lord God in your heart. Set God apart from everything else in your heart. What do we set apart for God? First of all, our love to God. He is to be number one. Love your wives, husband. And wives, love your husband. But above that, love God. For God says, and I believe, says He's number one, I am God. And besides me, there is none other. Amen. And so, with our love and with our living, live your daily lives according to the will of God in your life. Not according to my agenda. Not according to your agenda. But according to the will of God in your life, live our life. And in our thinking, He says, think on things above. Oh, we think of our schedules. We think of what we're doing today, tomorrow, and all. We're thinking about vacations. We think about this. But God says, set your mind on things above. What is the most important thing to set your mind on about Jesus? Here it is, and love it on this Memorial Day. Jesus Christ is coming again. Hear that again. Jesus Christ is coming again. You see, He might intercept or He might destroy our schedule. And so on Memorial Day, make sure of this, that God is number one in our hearts. That's what Peter is saying. He's holy. Set him apart in your heart and reverence him and depend upon him and trust God and above all, obey God. Secondly, let us remember the rights of God. We hear voices throughout the world on television. We read them in the newspapers. We hear them on the streets about human rights. We hear even about the rights of those who are criminals. And truly, they do have rights. We hear about animal rights. Kill me, it's okay. But kick a dog, you're done. We hear these things that's happening today in our world, and we hear about gay rights. It's okay. They have as much rights as anyone else. That's what we're being told. And we hear about the rights of those who don't believe in God. That's their business. If they want to believe in God, that's their business. And it is. And God said, Howard, don't worry about it, because vengeance is mine. I'll take care of it. Can I get a name on that? I will take care of it. And then we hear about the rights of a woman. Now, love me, women, and if you don't, that's all right. But women who have the right to choose to abort a living soul within them. I don't know what you think about that, but that isn't in my Bible. It's not the Word of God. But how often do we hear about the rights of God? Does God have any rights? I mean, He's your Creator and mine. Does He have no rights over us? Does He just create us and turn us loose? Or does God really have some rights over us as our Creator and as our Redeemer? Does He have rights over mine and your life? I say that God does. And I'll tell you why. Because the Bible says, and I said this so many times in my ministry, behind this pulpit, and I don't think the church has got it yet. If we have, we don't act like it sometimes. The Word of God says, you are not your own. Did you hear that again? On Memorial Day, you are not your own. For you have been bought with a price. And the price is Memorial Day. The shed blood of Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross. I say to you, church, today, you don't belong to yourself. You and I belong to Jesus. Amen. Give God a hand clap. We're His. You may not enjoy it. You may not like it. Because we all feel we make our plans. And so we need to make sure we do not choose our own prerogative. But we choose to live and to walk and to obey the will of God in our life. God is worthy. In Revelation 4:11, this is what the writer said. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. I say to you today, we hear about the forgotten men and we hear about the forgotten women. But I'm here to say today in the United States of America that Almighty God has been the forgotten one. And we need to remember God. Lastly, hurriedly, today we must remember the love and the grace of Almighty God. I'm so glad that when God saw this unfit H.E.W., that He reached down in love and He reached down in grace. I've heard so many stupid people. Now, I call them stupid, and if you listen me out, you'll see why they're stupid. I hear so many people say, I only want what I deserve. You ever hear that? Anybody ever hear that? I only want what I deserve. Thank God, God didn't give any of us what we deserve. Thank God He loved us. And in spite of our sinfulness and wrongfulness and disobedience, He reached down in love and on the cross said to every one of us personally, I love you. I love you. Thank God He didn't give me what I deserve, or He would have slayed me a long, long time ago. I promise you that. And so God doesn't give us what He deserves. Listen to Psalm 103:10. This is the psalmist saying about God and that subject. He has not dealt with us after our sin, nor has he rewarded us according to our iniquity. Aren't you glad he hasn't? Aren't you glad that the Word of God tells us on Memorial Day that the shed blood of Jesus Christ covered the sins of the multitude? Aren't we glad that on that iniquity die for you? Listen to Psalms 103:18. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Jesus is saying the scarletness separates us from God. It's called sin. But I say to you, though your sins be as scarlet and red like crimson, I will clear them up and they shall be as white as snow. Amen? I don't know about you, but I'm kind of getting them things up my arm. What do you call them, Wilson? Tingling, goosebumps. Because we know of the love of God. And we know that God, in His grace and mercy, has touched every one of your lives. For no one sitting here was never a sinner. We were simply sinners, and today we are saved by the love and the grace of God. Amen? You can rejoice today if you've given your life to Jesus Christ. But remember this well. Jesus Christ did not give His life to us. Jesus Christ gave His life for us, that through Him we might have life and have it more abundantly. We sing that song, some of the older folk, "The old account was settled long ago." Remember that? That was a good scripture. The old account was settled long ago. And it was. And it was settled by Jesus Christ, the Son of God. But there is a question remains on this Memorial Day. Have you settled your account with Him? Have you come to Him? Have you confessed to Him that you do not know Him? Have you confessed to Him that your life hasn't been as it should be, lived according totally to God's will? It is a situation that you and I need to make on this Memorial Day. Remember those who died for our freedom. I remember some of you older folks. I remember a big car with flag on it, pulling up to my mother's house. About four branches of service, men in service, got out of that car. I remember they knocked the door, and I'm standing there. And I say, "What you want?" "Mom's in the house, got knocked out. Just walk on in." I remember Mom answering. I don't remember all the names. He presented my mother a new little kind of flag. They spoke about how proud they were of her because she had four sons. I remember Mom's words. And I pray they're all. You'll remember them because they were an intricate part of your life. And if you're like me, soft-hearted, you'll probably stand at the stone like I do and weep until I get it all out of my system. And when it's all over, make sure of this. On Memorial Day, 1999, you all. God this morning. We serve you in feeble ways sometimes, but humbly. And we pray, dear God, as we know that hearts have been touched with your word because we've all lost someone dear to us. And today will bring a day when the memory will flood our minds in our hearts. Some good, some bad. But a day set aside that we might come to remember the wonderful things that we've been privileged to have in our lives. So speak to hearts, and if there's one here that does not know you as Savior, may this be the day. If there are those here whose lives are not totally dedicated, may this be the day they'll surrender. Whatever you speak to the heart today, help us, Father, to you, be obedient. In Jesus' name, and amen. Brother Wilton, ladies, come with just a verse or two of Psalms.